Nice touch there, Scotty. Scotty, the producer, a little rage. This is the Green Zone. My name is Locker. Jamie back next week, flying solo. Vicky's about to step out on the singles finals here against Osaka. So I'll keep an eye on that. They're just setting that match up right now. So if you haven't been following that, Victoria Mbako, 18 years of age, this is her first final, and she has stormed into the final match here and has a chance to win this whole thing. So that's at the National Bank Open in Montreal. Right now, we're opening up the phone lines. Got a chance for you to have a conversation, and we're doing a Would You Rather. This is very specific. The rules are very specific. And also, I want to point out, this is this year, okay? Like, look at what's happening with the Riders. Riders are rolling. Top of the CFL. A lot of optimism. We got the Jays just dominating right now. They're at the top of the AL East. I think they're four games ahead of the Red Sox right now. Like, New York is... I think the Yankees are in that last wild card spot. And they are exciting. They got a night off tonight. The Jays will be back in action again tomorrow. They're in Los Angeles taking on the Dodgers. So here's your would you rather. And again, focus on this year. It's this year. And this isn't the case. But let's say it was. And you can only pick one. You get to watch the Riders in a Grey Cup in the building at Mosaic. Well, obviously in Winnipeg. Sorry. You get to watch a live game or a Game 7 Jays World Series. I'm on the fence. I keep going back and forth. The Green Zone fan line, 877-332-8255. Phone lines are open. You can also text in your response as well. I've been keeping track of the response, and this is out on Twitter as well, so I've been keeping an eye on that as well. And this is the Green Zone. This is a football province. I get it. But put some thought into it. For me, I watch a lot of football live. I've only ever been to one World... I've never been to a World Series game. I've only been to one Jays game. I don't know what this says about me, but it was one of those loony dog nights, too. I ate 10 hot dogs that night. So I'm going to read some of the responses that we've been getting so far. This is from Clay. This came through on Green Zone SK, our Twitter account, X account. Clay is a Grey Cup, not even close. Ian Crosby. The Jays for sure. So Ian's on the Jays train. This came in from Jace. I could care less about baseball, to be honest. Riders, easy. See, I'm a bigger football fan than I am a baseball fan. But I watch baseball, and I probably watch more baseball leading up to, I love September and October ball. And I'll watch the World Series even if the Jays aren't in it. But I find there's too many regular season games. To me, it's ridiculous. It's 162 games a year. It's insane to me. So I have a hard time dedicating that much time and energy to the, but I have been watching, Scotty, the producer and I were talking about this earlier in the Green Zone Lounge. Him and I are watching the Jays, like a lot. I've got the Jays on almost every night, right? Unless there's football on. I'm actually glad there isn't a Jays game on tonight because there's so much football. I want to watch that Lions-Ticats game. And then you got a little bit of NFL happening as well. Although I'm not that intrigued by NFL preseason, if I'm being brutally honest with you. And again, the text line's open. Phone line's open. 877-332-8255. This is JD. Riders, Grey Cup, over the Blue Jays in the World Series. Wouldn't even watch the World Series. Really, eh? Okay. So, not even close for JD. Colleen from Regina. I definitely picked the Riders in the Grey Cup, hands down. Dallas Cowboys will never win another Super Bowl. I've been a longtime Cowboys fan. As long as Jerry Jones is alive and the Toronto Blue Jays, and the Toronto Blue Jays will never win a World Series with John Schneider as a manager. JJ is a curse and Schneider is just dumb. That obviously doesn't apply to the conversation we're having, and it must have come in when RJ Choppy, when we had him on, just my two cents. I do remember Greg from Regina. He is not a fan of John Schneider, and every chance that he has, he texts us and lets us know how much he doesn't like Schneider. This came in from Terry from Estevan. Riders in the Grey Cup. All right? Okay. So we're leaning more Grey Cup. We're leaning more Riders for our Would You Rather. The interesting thing about this conversation was that huge Riders fan, Scotty the producer, picked the Blue Jays. We had him on earlier. All right. Would you rather, and this is this year, watch the Riders in a Grey Cup or the Jays in the World Series, Game 7, 877-332-8255. Greg, what have you got?
Well, I don't watch the CFL. I watch just the Riders. And I don't watch the NHL. I just watch the Leafs. You knew that. But when it comes to baseball, yeah, I'm not interested.
Not at all.
I watched when they played 92-93. I watched the World Series then, but I think that was about the last time. And I don't miss a Rider game. Unless there's a wrestling pay-per-view, then I got to watch the pay-per-view. Yeah. And Scotty's probably with me on that one, too.
Yeah, Scotty's going to lean towards the wrestling every time as well. Yes, Greg. Yeah, that's fair. That's fair.
But yeah, I'd love to see the Riders in the Grey Cup. Oh, that would be awesome.
So here's my thing. I haven't been this excited about the Jays in a long time. And I remember, too, you and I think are a similar vintage. I remember being glued to the TV back in the early 90s when the Jays won the World Series a couple of times. And we never missed the games. We planned nights around it. We would go out to the bars, and I was in radio school at the time, and our whole class would go watch these games. And this team, Greg, I don't know if you've been paying attention. This team this year, the way they're playing with the offense and the whole team is just, it's producing it. Man, they're fun to watch. I think you're going to see a situation, Greg, where a lot of casual fans like yourself are going to come back and they're going to start watching baseball.
If they make it to the World Series, and like I say, there's no wrestling on and no football on, then I might have to check it out.
All right, Greg, that's awesome. Thank you very much for the call, my friend.
And you're doing fine without Jamie. Don't you let nobody tell you different, all right?
I'm treading water, Greg. I'm treading water without Jamie Nye, if we're being honest. You take care. Take care, my friend. All right. Okay, so would you rather watch the Riders in a Grey Cup this year or the Blue Jays in a World Series Game 7? You can only pick one. Greg's clearly a wrestling fan. That's very funny. And the Green Zone fan line, 877-332-8255. We'll take more of your calls next on 980 CGME and 650 CKOM. I'm going off the rails on a crazy train. This is the Green Zone. Jamie and Locker. I am Locker. Jamie's back next week. We got the phone lines open if you want to weigh in. The Green Zone fan line, 877-332-8255. Getting more texts on this conversation than phone calls, which is fine, but you can call. Love the phone calls. Dan from Swift Current, no-brainer, Riders in the Grey Cup. The last part of this conversation, the last 5 or 10 minutes have been a little heavier on the Jays. They're still behind the Riders. I'm not going to give you the final score until the end of the program, but I will say this. I'm surprised at how many Jays came in, and I think I've got my answer. I think I have my answer. I'll get to that in a minute. This came in Riders in a Grey Cup for me, although a Jays game 7 for the World Series would be a good game too. That's Greg in Regina. Doug in Regina, Riders in a Grey Cup all the way. Gary from Saskatoon, Jays game 7. So many teams, International League, a lot harder to get there than the 9 teams in the CFL. Timothy on Twitter, Jays suck, Riders for the win. On Twitter, Twitter handle, RiderGuy23. My guess is Riders. Yes, and you would be correct, Locker. Riders, duh, is the response from Riders Guy. Cody, Riders in the Grey Cup. Jays in a Game 7 World Series, already seen the Riders win in 2013. Sharky. We've had a lot of Terrys today. And I will say this, every Terry has voted for the Riders today. So we have an exceptional number of Terrys that listen to the Green Zone. I don't know what it is. We have a lot of Terrys. We have a lot of Gregs, but a lot of Terrys. And all the Terrys are voting for the Riders. I'm not exactly sure what the connection is, but I'm telling you right now, I have made a mental note. Every Terry that's come in today on the text line, there's a number of you, have picked the Riders. Will in Estevan, Blue Jays in the World Series, no questions asked. I love the Riders and the CFL, but the accomplishment of the Jays making it to the World Series in this day and age against 29 teams opposed to 8 for the Riders can't be ignored. That's a good point, Will. Kirk, by the way, Kirk sends some great texts. I always get a kick out of Kirk's texts. Grey Cup, 100%. I'd rather not fall asleep at a baseball game. Trust me when I tell you, when I went to the Looney Dog night, my one and only trip to a Blue Jays game a couple of years ago, Kirk, I had 10 hot dogs and I was having trouble keeping my eyes open. I'm not going to tell you how many beer I had. I'll let you guess that yourself. By the way, Sherry in Saskatoon, I did give you and your husband a vote. They're going. Her and her husband are going for the Riders and the Grey Cup all day long. So, Sherry, you got 2 votes out of that text. This came in from Darren. I love football. I love my Riders. But watching the Blue Jays at home would be unreal. I'd pick a Game 7 World Series matchup in this Would You Rather conversation. Darren, you're allowed. This is what I was saying because we started to get quite a few Blue Jays texts here. This one's from Troy. Blue Jays in the World Series. Jays versus 30 teams. Riders versus 8 teams. Jays' chance of a World Series might take another 30 years. That's interesting because, right, the odds of them getting back to the World Series if they don't this year are slim. So that's interesting. We got Adam. Adam, what say you?
The Riders have made it to the Grey Cup, I think, close to 20 times. The Jays have made it to the World Series twice. I don't know what's more historic. You tell me. I'm easily going with the Jays here. I'd love to be a part of that. Win or lose, Game 7 World Series, that's something you can't miss.
That's a good point, Adam, because I did specify that this wasn't in your couch, you know, on the TV at home. This was, you had to pick it, and it was a live event, right? So
absolutely. I don't know how you could even imagine yourself falling asleep in that stadium in a Game 7. That place, whether it's in Toronto or not, that place is buzzing from the very first pitch.
Absolutely. Adam, I appreciate the call, my friend. Thank you. We'll keep it going. If you want to weigh in, it is the Green Zone text line, fan line, 877-332-8255. And like I said, I am trying to keep track of these coming in as well. All right, coming up, we have a preview of the NFL with RJ Choppy. And we'll be chatting with him about the Dallas Cowboys. He reports on them daily. That's next on 980 CJME and 650 CKOM. This is the Green Zone. Jamie and Locker. Jamie's back next week. Our Green Zone NFL preview series continues. We're going to take a look here at the Dallas Cowboys with RJ Choppy, one of our favorite guests here on the Green Zone. He covers the team for the fan in Dallas along with other they don't just talk about the Cowboys. They talk about other sports, but Cowboys dominates the conversation. And it's kind of sad that our Dallas Cowboys conversation will be dominated by Jerry Jones. Here's Jerry commenting on the Micah Parsons situation.
Any confidence that he will be on the field against Philadelphia?
Again, no. Absolutely not. A big part of that is his decision.
RJ Choppy, who covers the team for the Fan in Dallas. RJ, thank you for your time today, my friend.
Sure thing. How we doing?
Good, good. By the way, I must follow on Twitter. Look him up if you are a Cowboys fan or if you're a sports fan. Let's jump into the Micah Parsons situation. Have you got any updates at all? I know he's going to practice, but he's not taking part, is the last I heard.
Yeah, that's true. He's showing up. He's got his jersey on most of the time. You know, sometimes just a hoodie, but he's got his jersey on. He's out there. He's not doing anything. I mean, every now and then he'll pick up a helmet, do a drill, but he's certainly not doing anything, with the team. That said, there is, I did see today that, the first 20 minutes, he wasn't there. Neither was Jerry Jones. Does that mean they were working on a contract? Does that mean they were having a discussion? Were they both? Did they both have the same bad food the night before, and they were just the bad? I have no idea. Right? Like they could be anywhere, but they weren't there at practice to start.
RJ, do you think? I heard somebody say this. Do you think Jerry Jones enjoys this drama?
Define enjoy, because does he enjoy being talked about? Yeah, he enjoys being talked about. The thing, he'll bite back and he'll say, they talk about us anyway. So I don't need the attention. And he's probably right. They talk about him anyway. So, yeah, I think he definitely enjoys negotiation.
Yeah.
Right? He definitely enjoys that. He definitely enjoys the back and forth on that. So, yeah, you can make a case that he enjoys the back and forth. Does he enjoy the scrutiny? No, I mean, he enjoys, being relevant. But, again, I mean, the Cowboys are going to be talked about anyway.
Yeah, that's a good point. So here's my question. So if this is a tactic, and I hate the fact that we're talking about the Dallas Cowboys and we spend the first half of the conversation talking about Jerry Jones, but if this is a tactic, it doesn't always work out well for him. He ends up paying more for players after he goes through a dance, song and dance like this with a player. And obvious. And the other thing that's crazy about it is that he's the best in the league at what he does. Like, what do you do? Why are you messing with this player?
Right.
So it doesn't make a lot of sense to football fans. And I must drive Dallas Cowboy fans crazy, right?
Oh, it does. It does. Listen, the Cowboys will tell you that they actually save money by doing it this way because philosophically, they look at it and they see, I'm paying more, but by waiting, I'm keeping them on their old contract longer. And that in turn is, it's a lower number. They say we're not counting the lower number that they're keeping them on. Okay. I'll bite. I mean, I'm not smart enough to know that. Jerry's certainly a good businessman. I have no idea. I failed out of business school before my sophomore year, so I wouldn't be able to really fight him back on that one. But it drives Cowboy fans nuts.
Yeah,
because they just want to have a good football team. They just want Micah in camp. That's it.
Are you and your partner, Shannon? Are you guys still doing a weekly hit with Jerry?
Yeah, we start back here. I guess 2 weeks maybe.
That's must watch. Those are fantastic. I love it when you guys are on with Jerry. Let's jump into something positive. What do you like about this team right now, RJ?
Well, they got all their parts outside of Micah. Everybody's healthy. That's number one. The quarterback is healthy. If the quarterback's healthy, they're going to have a chance to make the playoffs. If he's not healthy, they're going to pray. They're going to pray that Joe Milton can read the defense. They're going to pray that Joe Milton progresses. They're going to pray that everybody else on the team stays healthy and they're good enough to sneak in. So that's what there is to like. I mean, this still is a good football team. For the most part, there's a lot of the same parts that won 12 games a couple years ago. You got your quarterback, got an offensive line that, if Tyler Booker plays to his potential that they think he can, then you got you have a good offensive line. And if you have a good offensive line, this team has a chance because this team is based, and a lot of teams are, you know, this. I mean, they're based off how good their offensive line is, how good their quarterback is.
Yeah.
If you can protect the quarterback and he can play well, then you're going to be a good team. And that's what they like about it right now.
So Dak is healthy, right? How does he look? Are there positive things coming out of camp?
Yeah, I mean, you know, we were trying to see, you know, how it's tough because you see him stand next to Joe Milton and throw, and it looks like one of them's throwing with the wrong hand, and it's not Joe Milton. Like, Joe's arm is so strong. And Dak, like, compared to him, looks like he's, like, you know, fluttering that football out there. But he's so on time. He reads defenses really, really well. Dak looks pretty good in camp so far. Cowboys aren't going to worry about that. You know, it's, you know, can he stay healthy? And that's been his problem for the last five seasons.
Our preview of the upcoming NFL season continues. This time around, we're focusing on the Dallas Cowboys with RJ Choppy, who covers the Cowboys in Dallas on 105.3, the Fan in Dallas. RJ, quickly, just boots on the ground, fans, were they wanting to help pack for Mike McCarthy, or are they going to be disappointed that he's gone?
You know, I think a little bit of both. It was a split fan base. There was a lot of the fan base that, you know, they wanted him gone. They wanted a change. They wanted somebody new. There was definitely that. You know, I work with a couple of guys in the station that were, you know, big on getting rid of Mike. I liked Mike. I didn't want to see Mike going here. I thought Mike was a good coach. So I was not thrilled. I do think that some of those people, they're never going to say they want Mike back because they just don't think it was working. And that's fine. I mean, like, that's fine. I think so far, the returns on Schottenheimer are positive.
Okay.
He seems like a good culture guy. He seems like a good dude. You know, whether or not the team plays well, we have no idea. If you want to state the case that it just wasn't working with Mike, you know, that's okay. I'm not going to fight you on it. I would disagree because, I mean, they went 12-5 three years in a row. And, you know, like what's not working about that? That's working pretty good to me. They had a bad year. They had a bad year last year. There's no doubt about it. But early returns on Shoddy are pretty positive.
So just taking a look at the upcoming schedule for the Dallas Cowboys, and it's tough because you're one of those teams where they're going to want to put you in those high-profile spots, and you're going to be, you know, you're going to be doing those high-profile television games. And I'm thinking that this is probably a tougher schedule than you've had in past years. Is that sort of a storyline, you know, leading into the season, RJ?
Well, it is, because you look at the schedule, it is heavily backloaded. You've got to be 7-3 if you want to have a chance at making the postseason. There are a minimum of 5 losses in the final 7 or 8 weeks of the season. Like, that is a brutal stretch.
Yeah.
I mean, they got Philadelphia in there. They got Washington in there. They got Detroit in there. They got the Chargers. I mean, that's nightmarish.
The Chiefs? So, I think you got a Chiefs in that run as well, too.
Yeah. I think so. Like, good luck, right? Good luck with that. So they gotta be 7-3 if they want to have a prayer. It's a gauntlet. Now, look, I mean, everything changed. We have no idea how those teams are going to look. Washington could go back to being Washington again. You know, Detroit could have an injury bug that they had last year. You never know, right? You never know.
Yeah.
You know, Chiefs didn't play great during the regular season. But on paper, it looks like it's pretty tough.
I can't believe I'm actually having smelling salts conversations. Is that something you guys have been dealing with on the show, RJ?
I mean, I bring them to work every day, don't you?
I don't know what it is with my constitution, but I did them once, and I remember thinking, I'm never going to do that again. Like that, I was a one-and-done guy.
Yeah, they're brutal. No, I don't do those. I never do those. I didn't know that was going to be a topic of conversation, but I'm pretty surprised. Like, the fact that they're gonna ban him, but they're not gonna ban him. You got to bring your own stash. He's like, what? What? Can you lace them? Like, what if I were to lace them? You know, like, wouldn't that be like against the rules? But I laced it with some PED that makes me Superman for the next hour.
You know, you're not wrong. I had a similar thought today. I'm like, you're leaving this up to the players now. Like, you trust? Yeah. I mean, what's one of the dumbest things you can do as a professional athlete? And we hear about it weekly. Gambling. Like, how often do these guys gamble on their own sport and get caught doing it? You think you trust them with a bag of smelling salts walking into the stadium? You nailed it. This is a very interesting conversation.
I know, man. It's pretty wild. Like, we don't trust these guys with anything, and we're going to trust them with this? We've seen enough guys take the wrong, you know, stuff at the GNC store or whatever. Now you're gonna say let them bring their own smelling salts in. These are people that will take, you know, professional athletes will literally take every advantage they can get. That's what they're designed to do.
Yeah.
And you're gonna leave the integrity of the smelling salts in their hand.
Actually, when I did smelling salts, it was hockey, and we had a guy on the team that did them all the time, and everyone was very curious about it, and it became a topic of conversation. So I tried one, and it just about knocked me off the bench. And I was like, what is this? Is just ridiculous. I can't even wrap my head around why this is a good idea. And his comment to me was, and I'm pretty sure you know this already, those aren't even the strong ones. And I'm like, there's stronger ones? Like, I felt like somebody had punched me square in the face. And there's different levels of this. So you bring up a very interesting point about, because you know some guy's going to find a way to get these on the black market now or something, and they're going to have some weird thing concoction in them. Yeah, I didn't even think of that until you mentioned it. The only other thing I want to bring up with you, RJ, quickly, is whether you're pro or con Hawkeye.
Hawkeye,
the technology for following the ball.
Oh, the first down technology thing.
Yes. Yeah.
Okay. I think it's crazy that in the year 2025 we were still using chain linked old men to run across the field to measure out the football. But like at the end of the day, we still need to have somebody spot it, right? Like I'm interested to see how it actually works. So yes, I am pro. You know, more technology, better. But also, like I don't like the fact that we're completely removing the human element. I don't want things to get too technical either. I hate the technicality of replay. It's like overly technical, and it's like, okay, that's not what this. When we were in the backyard playing, that was a catch.
Yeah,
you know, I don't want to muddy that. I like it, but I need to see it in reality.
This is 980 CJME and 650 CKOM. The Green Zone. Jimmy Locker. I am Locker by myself. Game of the night. Quite a bit of options tonight. Obviously, in the CFL, Week 10 starts with your Thursday nighter. This is the marquee matchup of the week. We got the Lions taking on the Ticats. This is a back-to-back of sorts. The Lions played them at home before the bye week, and now they're back from the bye week, and they're in Hamilton. This game is sold out. This is the SGA night, so they're handing out the rally towels. He's from that area. He's going to be on hand at the game. Actually, we'll talk more about this, but Luke Wilson put a bet on Twitter with a fan about a sellout, and they sold it out. So fantastic. I'm looking forward to watching that one. You may be watching the tennis right now, which is very interesting. And Boko is on the court right now against Osaka. She's from Japan, Naomi. And, Naomi took the first set, but, like the game the other night, Vicky's coming back here. She's having a better second set. She needs some time to warm up, I think, maybe get the jitters out. This is her first first final, and this is obviously the National Bank Open, so we'll keep an eye on that. Her serve seems to be on fire. Also, we got some NFL. If you're a big NFL fan, we got preseason action tonight. Three games, Colts, Ravens, Bengals, Eagles, Raiders, and the Seahawks. The interesting thing about the Colts game is Joe might see some action for the Colts. Obviously, we know his story. He went down to Indianapolis for camp, and maybe they'll give him a look in the NFL. He's getting his chance in the NFL. So, more than a couple. Oh, and not only that, we got WCBL playoff action tonight as well. The Regina Red Sox, they took their opener. We got a game tonight at 7 o'clock in Regina. They're playing Medicine Hat, and the Saskatoon Berries are playing again in Moose Jaw tonight after losing the opener. So they've got to bounce back, and they dominated this year. So a couple of local ball options for you. Lots of options for the Green Zone game of the night. Our football insider, Dave Naylor, up next on the Green Zone. And again, I've been saying this all day. I can't believe we're talking about smelling salts, but we'll get Dave's input on that. That's next on 980 CJME and 650 CKOM.